everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red and you have precedence, flashing green is next in the queue and then still green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. If you're online, instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type C if for comment, type P if you wish to propose, type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments that they make at the meeting. Okay. Item one then, any apologies?
Councillor Mallon.
Councillor Taylor and the Chief Executive, Marie Ward.
Councillor Mallon. So Councillor Mallers is the apology. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, members. Item two, any declarations of interest? No. Okay. And then item three is the action sheet arising from the SPNR committee held on the 17th of October 2024. Can I please have a proposer and seconder, please, for that paper?
Propose.
Yeah, propose Councillor Rice and second Councillor O'Hare. Okay, thank you, members. Item four, then, the mid-year assessment.
What do you want to do anymore?
Oh, is there any matters arising from item three? Sorry. No. Okay, then. Item four, then, the mid-year assessment. Performance Improvement Plan 2024-2025, and I'm going to give that to Jared.
Thank you, Chair. Members, the report provides an overview of Council's progress in implementing the performance improvement objectives between April and September 2024. I would just note that the information contained within the mid-year assessment may be subject to change when the year-end data is verified and validated, and then this is then published on our website on the 30th September 2025. Prior to this, it will come back through the SPNR committee. So I'll take the report as read. I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay. Councillor Hanlon, bring you in first.
Councillor Riley, no.
Oh, sorry, Councillor Riley. Apologies. Councillor Riley.
Wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Where is your flashing green?
Councillor Mackett's here, if you can. Yes, go ahead now, Councillor Riley. Don't press it. That's you. Don't touch it. Go ahead now.
Yeah, Chairman, it was on the improvement statistics mid-year, and I was shocked to read that fixed penalty notices 10% of the target. You know, you're talking about 10 fixed penalty notices for dog fouling and that type of thing and littering. And I think that's not nearly sufficient for such a massive geographical area. And I'm sure every councillor gets complaints about dog fouling on a regular basis and also littering and illegal dumping. And if you look at the illegal dumping statistics, 371 requests for service from the council. You know, 371 requests. That's 371 at least that we know about instances of illegal dumping. And we should be issuing far more tickets. And it comes down to job priority, I believe, Madam Chair. You know, we seem to have officers for everything in the council. But in the basics, like dog wardens and that type of thing, we seem to have very few staff. You know, we've got, how many staff have we? 1,100, I think it is. And we've only got a few dog wardens. So, you know, those are the things that affect people's lives. And if we're going to have improvements in this type of performance, we need to get more staff. We need to get staff active in identifying the dumpers and getting them issued with tickets and fined, and even bringing criminal cases against them if possible. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. I'm going to bring in Councillor Hanlon before I go back to the
audience. Yeah, thank you. I actually was going to bring up the same thing. Unfortunately, I stood in Dogfile the other night, so it's very prevalent to me at the minute. But I think that I just don't think that's good enough. I think we need to really look at something. Is it employing another member staff, or is it a reporting online? I don't know what it looks like, but it's just disgusting, and it needs to be addressed properly. I know I had recently a young mother contact me, which I know this has happened to me in the past too, where the wheel of the pram went through it. And you know, I just don't think there's enough enforcement, and that this is proving it. I wanted to touch on the leisure centres as well, just in terms of the Down Leisure Centre in particular, and looking at the membership, it seems to have kind of stagnated, if not fallen down a wee bit. And I just wondered, is there anything being done to look at how we actually attract new users and new members? You know, we're all very aware that there's loads of private gyms and people are quite willing to pay for the facilities if they're what people want or if they're what people need. Because I know recently I've been contacted about the classes in Downpatrick Leisure Centre and what was available. And I know the director had touched base and had taken it on board and tried to improve it. But I suppose when you look at the membership, are we going out to the public and saying, what is it you want? You know, and what can we offer to the public? So they're just the two things I wanted to comment on. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'll bring in Councillor McAteer, and then we'll go back to the officers.
Yeah, okay, certainly, I mean, I wasn't speaking about that particularly, but that plus a letter. I was thinking about the carry out.
Your mic's on now, keep going.
Yeah, carrier outlets. And I was just, you know, if maybe we could work around with some of the more prominent ones, maybe to get them to carry some sort of notification, even inside their premises, about reminding people, you know, not to dump when they leave or when they're 2 miles out of the nearest town and then they chuck it out over the hedge of the road. You know, some sort of more proactive action, I suppose. But anyhow, really, what I really came in about was just the plan statistics. And I know we had some brief discussion with the officers for the last while about it, but I think we can't let it go and say absolutely nothing about it. And sort of, I'll predetermine my comments with not at all criticising the planners that are currently trying to wade their way through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of applications to the best of ability. I think I recognise that they are working under severe pressure, and we would never wish to add to that pressure on them that they're experiencing. But by the same token, we as councillors, I'm sure I'm not the only one, have literally been overrun with requests about why applications are not assigned to officers after, you know, almost 12 months on occasions. And some that have been assigned then, but somebody could leave after they've been appointed, and then that has to wait for a reissue to a new officer. And I despair, really. But I still think we have to talk about it, publicly talk about it, even to explain to the public the difficulties that we have. We as individual councillors try to explain to those that bring us up. But I do think maybe from the corporate side, we need to put the cards on the table out there and say the problems and speak about the problems that we're facing. And maybe we should look for help from elsewhere in some form or other to do that. So, you know, anything that offers can up, anything more that officers can bring to the table on this. And I know they've been trying almost everything. But I still think we still have to, on behalf of the public, that we're responsible for planning to do something about it. And I know someone mentioned the idea, the words they said was, Declan, this is going to drive the house prices up in our area. The very fact that we're not processing in time. Some of the major applications are very, very much behind the money. It's amazing. Some of them are for larger housing applications, settlements. So, you know, if the result is they're going to drive prices up, house price inflation is quite high. It is in the north of Ireland at the moment. So I think we're really trying to focus even more to do something rather than ask for help from elsewhere. Well, thank you, Chair, for that.
Thank you. I'll bring in Sinead first, just on some of the first points that were raised in that discussion.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, so in relation to the fixed penalty notices, yes, that is a significant reduction in the numbers against the target that we had set for the year. And I suppose in a way to explain, we've had, I suppose, a change in staffing in the litter enforcement team, and we're working towards recruiting through to some vacant posts. And that includes an education and enforcement manager role. What would be the key role for that new post would be to bring forward an enforcement plan to deal with the littering and violent issues that we're experiencing across the district. In relation to the dog filing and the dog enforcement specifically, members will be aware that new legislation has been brought forward around XL bullies. There's a number of new requirements around that particular training, and so there's been a lot of resource dog wardens that has gone specifically into preparing for legislation. If members are content, I will bring back through a plan to address this through the S&E short term.
Thank you, Sinead. That sounds positive. I'm going to bring Andy then in on the comments that Councillor Hanlon made.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, so with regards down Leisure Centre specifically, we have been aware that there is a need to the number and variety of classes, for example, in the centre itself. So that piece of work's ongoing at the moment. We've taken some customer feedback on that front too. And I'm hopefully be coming back to you in the next couple of weeks with some proposals for a revised programme. In the next quarter also, we'll be undertaking a customer satisfaction survey, and we'll be looking at different mechanisms and means to get feedback in, and then we'll be looking at specific promotional activity in the new year to boost memberships again. So, but overall, The memberships across the piece are holding essentially, and people still find a lot of value in the Leisure Centre here. And then certainly with Newry reopening, and we'll be looking to go out on a campaign across the district. So happy to take any further questions or to speak to members direct on that.
Thanks for that. And Conor, you want to come in the planning?
Just in response to Councillor McAteer's comments in respect of planning. We fully understand that it's a very challenging environment and the labour market in respect of planning staff is also very challenging, and we're competing across the board, not only with councils, the 11 councils that we have in Northern Ireland, but we're also competing with councils in the south, being a border council. But we do continue to look at other options and other ways of resourcing the planning team, and we will continue to do so. We're opening up some engagement with the department as well in respect of some long-term planning for resource into the planning departments across all the councils. With respect to sort of engaging with the public and the public understanding the challenges and the issues that we face, we have carried out engagements and events with developers and planning agents. We've done two of them last year, and we will continue to roll out them further in the new year, so as we can discuss the issues and and try to explain to applicants and agents and developers the pressures that we're facing. So happy to take them, both their matters forward.
Thank you, Connor. I'll bring in Councillor Enright then, please.
Yes, I'm going to pick up the issue of littering, dog fouling, etc. as well. Going back to Down Council, we had a similar issue whereby, and Willie will remember this, where we were having very few fines or any legal action taken against people dog fouling, littering, dumping or whatever. And we were being told at the time that the legislation wasn't fit for purpose. So what councillors did was they went to neighbouring councils, for instance, North Down. We got their statistics. What we discovered was that North Down in any month had more fines and actions taken than we did as a council, Down Council, in an entire year. And then we had the merger, and Newry and Mourne then picked up the same culture of having a total annual number of fines being less than the number of fines that were issued by Ards and North Down in a single month. I'm sure Willie will remember this. And then we had an excellent manager called Liam Dinsmore, who attempted to report our statistics against, with comparisons to Ards and North Down, in order to contrast and compare how we were doing. So I think there's an attitudinal problem here, a cultural issue, which I think is deeply embedded. The belief that you can actually take action against something at senior management level is something that has to be it can only be gotten over by seeing what other councils are doing. And we did agree on many occasions in the past, and I remember a big workshop being held in Newry about this with Liam, that we would continue to take the statistics for Ards and North Down as a comparator to ourselves. And every time we produce quarterly statistics, we would have a look at theirs. They produce monthly statistics. I had intended to raise this at the Sustainability and Environment Committee. I actually have the statistics for all the other councils in my bag, and we are very much the worst performer of all the 11 councils by a country mile. There's no one as bad as us, and Ards and North Down are getting 10 or 20 fines for every one that we get. So there is an issue there, and I think it's a management issue. I'm sorry we lost Liam, because he actually seemed to be doing something about it at the time, we have been having discussion now, to the best of my memory, for almost 20 years. I don't know if Willie came into the council before or after me, but you know, it's been going in a circular argument, and I think we need to get back to comparators. And I would request that from now on we go back to using the comparison of Ards and North Down against ourselves when we do reporting on this, because it dispels the myth it can't be done. But be that as it may, there are 11. There are 9 other councils we can compare to as well, and they're all better than us. They're our neighbours. Okay, we can pick ABC if you want. I don't mind which one it is. We can pick ABC. We can pick Newry. We can pick Derry. I don't mind. But I think we need to have one comparator. We did agree previously that we would have a comparison with other councils, and I think we need to do that because it sets into context what we are doing.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor. I'm sure those considerations will be taken on board. Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I'll start with the dog fouling element, given that that is the theme so far. I do think there's an educational piece that is really important. You know, even now, you see an increase of people using their mobile while driving. Whenever the campaign was out that it's illegal to do so, it did have an impact. But my God, you drive around, the amount of people that are sitting driving on a phone call or bloody texting is ridiculous. But I think we do need to do a campaign. And I actually recently had a constituent contact me in relation to her brother, who is partially sighted. And he has lost his independence because he can't walk the street that he would walk to go to the shop, because the amount of dog litter that is there. So yes, look, we do need better enforcement, but we need educational pieces out there to tell people what their responsibilities is. in reference to Councillor Enright, I don't think we should pick one council. If we're going to hold ourselves to account, you know, there's always a league table. Using the league table as the phrase of planning and where people are when we strike a rate, there's a league table of where councils sit. So rather than compare ourselves to one, it may be better to compare ourselves to many. I think also we need to give an opportunity to officers to have people in place that will do their job. And I'm sure our officers are reaching out to colleagues and other councils to see what is best practice rather than recreate the wheel. So I have confidence that we are doing that. I was going to mention the Leisure Centre as well, the membership and attendance, and Andy did respond to the question I had about classes and activities. Obviously, particularly in Down Leisure Centre, we did have a better variety of activities not so long ago, but unfortunately that level has dropped. So I think the more that we do get that framework in place that we have classes, the more people will return and actually use it. But the other one that hasn't been touched on is the Go Succeed. And I see, obviously, the new jobs promoted through Business Start activities is lower than is expected. But whenever you look at the new enterprises that are created as a result of support, is drastically green. Is there challenges that we're seeing that we as a council need to look into further? Or is it just that it's the nature and we're expecting the remaining year that we would achieve target? I suppose that's my question. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. I would just say on the dogfighting you mentioned, like an educational piece, I had brought a motion through and it went through the S&E committee a few months ago, and there was a discussion around that, and I did think it was very positive, and it was regarding engaging schools and stuff. So I know that Sinead and her team had taken that away at the time, but it was a very good discussion, and it was agreed that the directorate would go back and try and create an online report system. I know Councillor Hanlon mentioned that, so I'm sure that is working in the background, and hopefully that will be a way forward there too. Councillor Clark, do you want to come in before I go back to officers?
Yeah, Chair. I suppose the similar thing with the dog fouling is a big issue for everybody. And you rightly say your motion was talking about an educational point of view. And I do believe that is, you know, very important where the children learn about the dangers of it. And then when they're out with their parents, you know, they're reminding them, you know. And that's the same with all children. Anything they learn in school, they're bringing home. You know, so I think that'd be very useful. I think this is probably an opportunity. We need to have a real public awareness campaign, be it a week or whatever, you know, in sort of the main locations in the district, you know, to have a big marketing campaign, have almost a blitz and maybe get the community to buy in, you know, to start, you know, doing community cleanups, you know, in along that week. I think it'd be very useful. We done it in Down one time where there was T-shirts and all, you know. You know, marketing T-shirts and all was printed, and the promenade was one of the locations, and there was, you know, it had a big impact for a while. But I think something like that might work, be useful moving forward. You know, to get people to actually think, you know, you love your country, keep it clean, you know, just get people the awareness, you know, and take the responsibility. And regard again, planning as well, and I know we're recruiting, just in regards to the recruiting process, you know, how far are we on in regards to that? Because there is, the applicants are still giving us a lot of grief, and they're probably giving officers grief too, you know, because continually we contact the planning officer, it goes back, oh, we're dealing with it, you know, it's 9 months, it's 10 months, or we'll get there when we can get it. When we go back to the applicant or the agent, it's frustrating, you know. They're saying, you're meant to be oversight of the council, and you're continuing allowing this to happen. We're talking about there could be job losses, you know, because of delays in applications, cost of materials, all that types of issues, you know. So as long as we're pressing, you know, as well as we can be, because it's all about, you know, economic regeneration, be the businesses or whatever, even just a house, you know, keeps people in work for so long, you know, so it's a very important that, you know, continues and moving forward. Just in regards to Newcastle Centre, Tropicana, it's down, figures down that. Is that weather related for the Tropicana? And is it, was it the sauna, the broken sauna and them steam room in regards to that reduction in numbers? Just on the litter as well, we also talked about that we would, you know, visit fast food outlets in regards to, you know, the packaging that they were using, that we'd look at a biodegradable packaging and try to encourage them to move in that direction, you know, smaller packaging. And, you know, because you all know yourself, you get a pizza, you stick it in the bin, it's completely blocked, and then litter's everywhere, you know. So we were going to focus on that and visit, you know, businesses in the district, see if we could persuade them to move to, you know, smaller and biodegradable packaging. That's it. That's a couple of hours, but we've already spoken.
Thanks, Mr. Scott. Sinead, do you want to come and respond to any of those comments first?
Yes, thank you, Chair. So in relation to Councillor Enright's comments, part of the work that we had previously done was looking at benchmarking across other councils. So that's certainly something that we can reintroduce, and we can look at benchmarking across all other councils and that. And I just wanted to, you know, highlight that the management team are aware of the legislation and powers and have taken successful prosecutions in the past. So that's something that we do continue to do. In relation to the review and benchmarking, also take a look at like a company. I know that had been something in previous years, and I just need to look at what the current status is on that in terms of our other councils continuing. We use private companies to enforce those fines, whether that's successful or not. In relation to Councillor Sharvin's comments, I just wanted to say that if there is a specific area that you mentioned, if you would have on the, if we do have areas that were problematic, we do focus patrols in those areas. And means we can also issue letters to houses and so yes, the paper referred to there and was brought to SNE, so we refer back to the recommendations in that report, which were important form. And also at looking at geographical areas so that we can approach to Mark's comments. Ian, we did refer to in the August 2024 report around the marketing campaigns that we have engaged with, and we do continue to engage with them in relation to engaging with fast food outlets. A lot of this work, education officers, sustainability officers, and members will be aware that sustainability got approval for. So as the SNE structure is implemented, embedded, and poster filled, we'll certainly be moving forward to progress on.
Thank you, Sinead. Connor, on the Go Succeed stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. The 69 jobs created are represent about 41% of the target. And as we know, it's a statutory target. So we endeavour to achieve the target, and we will be working towards that for the last 6 months of the and to continue with our activity under Goal 16 to try and meet that target.
Thank you. And Andy, do you want to come back in on the questions about the Tropicana?
Yes, thanks, Chair. Predominantly, the weather during the summer didn't help in terms of the numbers, but we are mindful too that we're looking to progress the project in terms of redevelopment of the centre, which we hope to bring back proposals to kind of weeks and months on that front. So I think, you know, with an updated centre there, that'll ultimately occur. But yes, predominantly weather this season passed.
Thank you. Councillor O'Hare.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to mention about the performance improvement objective 4 about sustainability. It's great to see, you know, that there's progress being made on some of those targets, or progress in the pipeline really on some of those targets. And I know there's a lot of people concerned about that and wanting to see us move forward on that. Particularly the energy consumption baseline, so that we can make a plan for the future. There was one thing in particular I just wanted a wee bit more information on, if that's okay, and it's the figures about the trees planted on council managed estate. Obviously there's plans to plant more in the coming quarters, but there's obviously quite a few to be planted. I was wondering, is that an aspirational target, or in terms of the projects that are planned, is that realistic? Is that something that's achievable? Are the plans in place on that level?
Thank you, Councillor O'Hare. I'll bring in an officer in a second or two. Councillor Enright, did you want to come back in? Councillor O'Hare, if you could just switch off your mic, sorry. Thank you.
Sorry, just a correction on a point of information, Chair. Our council on littering has actually moved ahead of the 4 worst councils. But that being said, the gap between us and the best councils has hugely widened, with ABC Council getting 4,800 littering fines compared to our 89 last year. But that being said, there are councils now that are worse than us, so we're not the bottom of the pile anymore.
OK, great. Thank you, Councillor Enright. I'm going to bring Sinead back in.
Chair, just to be mindful that there is people online that I think do have queues.
Yeah, I was going to bring them in again after. Yes. Sinead, do you want to come in first, and then I'll go to the people online?
Yes, thank you, Chair. The council have a tree planting strategy. I am looking at in terms of where we currently are against the target for the year of 2,800. And I'll just come back to or outside of the meeting, the detail around that.
Thank you for that, Sinead. We're not actually sure because we can't see on the chat, but I think Councillor Byrne did put a queue in the chat. Am I right? Is Councillor Byrne wanting to come in?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. And I know the policies leave the online to the end, which is working well, because I'll definitely be in the chamber again at a clash of meetings. Waiting 29 minutes to ask a question is a good reason to go into the chamber. No, listen, I was raising that start just before Councillor Riley came in about the Dunfermline, and I'm not going to repeat anything that anybody else has said, but see if we are still hitting the targets. Just say we had that target of 120. I know it's littering in Dunfermline, and we hit that. We still can't give ourselves a pat on the back, because there's a real issue, especially in our urban areas. I walked from the Canal Court at a conference, the SME conference yesterday, to do a photo call at the Buttercrane, and I walked that lovely granite paved along the canal. And me and the photographer Liz Boyle had counted 13 dog fouling right along that pavement. I was blown away by how bad it was. 3 of them were stepped in and walked along it. And I just thought, this is about the third or fourth conference we've had the last 2 weeks. We had the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister here in the city a week ago. And this is the main thoroughfare through our city. So I understand that this is not getting that officers about reporting. It is very hard to catch somebody in the act of dog fouling to report it. So that's why figures could be low. But aside from reporting, that's our street cleanliness. That has to be addressed. I would ask even the officer staff, whoever's in the department, to take a walk up along the canal from Buttercrane to Canal Court, and you'll see how really, really bad it is. I'm surprised that people from the public haven't highlighted that over the last couple of weeks. And if they do highlight it, that's a hugely negative story in terms of the cleanliness of the city centre. But if they do highlight it and then get the reports from this committee, that were at 10% of reporting, that only exacerbates the issue. So I think reporting is one thing, but I would ask that there's an effort on street cleanliness to certainly address that. Just very briefly, Chair, on the planning stats, and Conor's talking about, we've had this every time we get these reports with the green and red arrows, and we're always talking about planning, and we all know the resourcing issues, and we're out to recruitment, and I can never see a situation for as long as I'm in council where we're not going to have an issue with recruitment or personnel in the planning department. But we're sitting at 803 cases that we need a reduction of to hit our targets, 800, that is a huge amount of cases. And I understand that we're exploring options to resource in the long term, but we've got to think way, way outside the box, short term, to try and get that down, because we're being hammered. Today I took 4 or 5 calls on planning, waiting times that people haven't even got them given to a planning officer. And if you go back and tell them that the figures are that were 803 cases that we have to get reduced before we even hit our targets, I mean, it just, people, it blows people's minds. So short term, we're going to really, really have to think outside the box how we get that down. I don't know. We've had planning workshops. We've had long discussions on this. We've had people going in and shadowing people. We've had out for more recruitment. It's not working, and it's not going to work. We're going to sit here at the same time next year with the same issues. So it is extremely, extremely worrying.
Thank you for those points, Councillor Byrne. I just need a proposer and a seconder then for this paper. Councillor Enright to propose, Councillor Clark to second. Okay, great. Thank you then. We'll move on to item 5, which is the mid-year assessment of Chief Executive and Corporate Services Directorate Business Plan, and I'm going to give that to Joseph.
This paper I'll take as read. It is the mid-year assessment for both of those directorates together. If anybody's got any questions, I'm happy to take them.
Thank you, Councillor Chauvin.
Yeah, Chair. First of all, I actually quite like the layout. It feels different from previous ones, so it was easier to read, and I did enjoy the notes. So some of the questions I would have had were answered in it, but it's more out of for knowledge of myself and fellow councillors that may not know the answer, but it's under CS1, the very first one, people and legal, for FOIs, EIRs and DP requests. The target's 95%, but where actual is 92%. I'm assuming that's a target that we ourselves set, or is that a statutory target of 95% that we are setting, or that is set for us to respond to? And if it is the latter, is there repercussions, as in, you know, fines or anything like that, that the council would need to pay if we were not to provide FOIs in a timely manner, in a timely manner that would be obviously reputation or financial impact to us? So it's just to try and understand who sets the 95%, and if we do miss a statutory target, what does that mean?
If I could say, first of all, you're right about the new format, and we'd like to thank Catherine Hughes and Claire Byrne, because we're using actually, you know, the system we do our meetings, you know, from where we put our packs on. So there's been a lot of work over the summer with Catherine and Jared to get this all onto the system, and it's to make it easier to report. So thank you for those comments, and I know they'll be very, very well received. So this is one, Jared, am I right, we set ourselves, rather than, I don't think it's a statutory one. If I'm wrong on that, Councillor Chauvin, I'll come back to you. I believe we set it ourselves. There have been gaps staffing-wise in that section. It may not just be that reason that it's slightly below the 95%, because we are looking across the council for answers for these things. Where if there is a delay, we always send out a delay. Unfortunately, so at this point in time, I'm not aware of any fines or anything like that. I had my update this afternoon from the officer in charge of that section, so I'm not aware of any fines at this point in time. Unfortunately, sometimes we can't just answer, at the first point, but we let people know if there's a delay and let them know of the new target date.
Thanks for that, Justine. And I may borrow the layout of the template for my own personal jobs. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Sharman. Any other comments or questions across the chamber? No, then I just need a proposer and seconder then for the paper, please. I assume that's Councillor Sharman's proposal and Councillor Allen's second then. Okay, thank you then. The next following items. Okay, I just need then a proposer and seconder to go into a closed session then, please. Councillor O'Hare, Foose. And Councillor Clark to second. Thank you. Six, funding approval, public realm scheme, Downpatrick. On the proposal of Councillor Enright, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as outlined in the officer's report. Item seven, contractor appointment, Downpatrick. On the proposal of Councillor Hanlon, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, it was agreed to appoint the preferred bidder as identified in Appendix 1 and to approve the recommendations as outlined in the officer's report. Item eight, sale of land, 8.1 Newcastle. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor Clark, it was agreed to progress the proposed sales at market value to the adjoining house owners for plots of land as outlined in the officer's report, subject to valuation by Council's valuer and discharge of association valuation and legal costs by each purchaser. 8.2, Kilkeel. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Bowsey, members agreed to the sale of the lands shaded green within the officer's report to the party detailed for the market value to be determined by Councillor's valuer, with the proposed purchaser to discharge Council's valuation and legal costs for a transaction. Item 9, single tender action approval, 9.1, finance and payroll systems. On the proposal of Councillor Enright, seconded by Councillor Howie, the following was approved. The financial systems STA to ensure continuity of financial systems, the payroll systems STA to ensure continuity of Council's payroll processes. Costs for both are already included within Council's revenue budgets. 9.2, health plan for employees. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as outlined within the officer's report. 9.3, time and attendance systems. On the proposal of Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to approve the recommendations as outlined within the officer's report. Item 10, management accounts. On the proposal of Councillor Bowsey, seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to note the Q2 2024-25 management accounts. Item 11, minutes of the Newry City Centre Regeneration Programme meeting held 10th of October 2024 on the proposal of Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor King, it was agreed to note the minutes. Okay, members, the following items 12, 13 and 14 are all for noting, so I will take them all together. Can I have a proposer and seconder? And if anyone has any comments, please just raise which item it refers to. Councillor Bowsey.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
The impact on the form. Very interested in reading. I think when you hear our constituents speak, there's no efficiencies with amalgamated council, but there's clearly a lot of efficiencies. The one area of the report that I would question, I think, most people would, is the planning. Risk of resounding gong. Bad state. And I think councillors, we've all been very patient. Getting told more or less the same thing. I think it's 6 weeks currently just for validate, not even assigning this worker. The person is position on whether they feel amalgamation has improved, kind of has improved.
Right, thank you for that, Councillor Bowsey. I'll bring Councillor Hanlon in. Or Councillor Hanlon, what's the item that you wish?
Well, it's really on 13 and 14. Okay. It's just to get a bit of clarity around what are we proposing, because one has some sort of attachments on it, which I've never seen as a councillor in my 5.5 years, and then the the other one. So, are we agreeing to somebody's comments? I don't even know who commented on it. It just says aye. So I'm just trying to work out what are we doing, or what, you know, I don't want to be. I just need a bit more clarity around this, because I didn't even know you could write onto, you know, papers that are published. So okay, somebody could clarify that.
Conor, can I bring in both points?
Yeah. Position on planning efficiencies as a result of RPA would be a matter for the council. It wouldn't be a matter for me to set a position or determine what the council's position is on that. So I leave that. I wouldn't comment any further. With respect to agenda item 13, these were minutes that were shared with members of the programme board following the meeting on the 28th of August. Comments were received from one of the members of the programme board that were not agreed by all the members of the board at the meeting on the 17th of September. When was it? 17th. Well, the next meeting, sorry. So therefore, they were agreed as minutes that weren't agreed, if you know what I mean. So they have to be tabled, and they have to identify the areas of disagreement within the minutes that were published. They were agreed by all other members of the board except Councillor Truesdale, who came back and said, here, these were the areas that she did not agree with. That was not accepted by the other members of the board. So they were presented, as I said, as minutes, not agreed. And that's why they're tabled in that form.
Okay, Catan, do you want to come back in?
Sorry, Callum, if I just maybe. But I suppose, right, okay. So basically, one of the programme board members are proposing to amend the minutes, basically, but it wasn't agreed in totality. But it's now in front of us to propose. No? Just a note? Okay. No one can tempt that.
Okay, thank you for that. Councillor Boisey, did you want to come back?
Yeah, just. If we could just go on from Councillor Hanlon, what you said, can we clarify who this I is? Maybe it's Jill, but can that be in writing?
Yes, Councillor Truesdale, yeah.
Okay, Councillor Enright, did you want to come in?
Yeah, Jill was quite clear that her comments were not properly reflected in the minutes, and she made a point of writing in, highlighting where there was differences. So that's why they weren't agreed by all parties. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. So I'm taking items 12, 13 and 14 then together.
I'm online.
Councillor Byrne, sorry, I must have missed you. Do you want to come in there?
Yeah, just on the last item on the programme board. Could I ask that going forward as a member of the programme board, one who did agree with the minutes being an accurate reflection of the meeting, that we don't have any annotations going on the programme board's minutes that's not agreed. If they're not agreed, they come as not agreed. The member can speak up in SPNR or on the council on the paper on areas where they didn't agree, because we're going down into the tedious stuff of where we're making accusations against other people. If you read some of those annotations saying that within 24 to 48 hours, people say who the members who say that they went through all the information are not scrutinising it. We challenge that. I've went through all the information of all programme boards and scrutinised it fully. So I find that a slur on other members of the programme board. If other members need more time, we raise it in the programme board. And also, we're getting into the technicalities of what's a programme board and what's a project board. And I respect that new members onto the working onto these programme boards, some of the terminology can be quite tricky, but the programme board is the umbrella that we sit on. And underneath is all the distinct projects of the programme board that our officers running. And we're in where we've got annotations arguing about what a programme board and what a project board is. And I find that quite daft going forward. So if the minutes aren't agreed, I don't think we should have any annotations going forward. They're therefore being noted as not agreed, and the members can speak up on the points of contention. That's what we do at the committee meetings. I really didn't like the annotations going on it, because it's somebody coming with a running commentary on it. And if we all done that as councillors, we'd be here forever and a day.
Councillor McAteer, do you want to respond?
I'm inclined to agree with Councillor Byrne, because if you start this here, it'll just bog the whole council down. Each individual's councillors, for this matter, opinion on what they said and what they didn't say. And, you know, a precedent could be set in this very, very easily if we're not careful. And it's a bit, most of us don't understand, because we weren't at those previous meetings, the context of this. No clear annotation with it, but I think it should be avoided at all costs. Sort it out before you come to here. At the end of the day, if the majority of members believe that was an accurate reflection, so there's probably a time maybe to make your appeals all council meeting whenever it's able there. But I just think this is getting a bit off the council go down this road.
Okay. I'm sure the officers will take that back to reflect upon going forward. I still need a proposer and seconder for the three items to note. Councillor Enright to propose. And Councillor Wisey is not. Oh, not. Oh, sorry, apologies. That was understand what was being said there.
I'm happy to second online.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Byrne. Okay then, thank you, members, and get home safe then. Thanks.
Thanks, Chair.